This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, it could be, for sure. It's a you want to do that anywhere, just like corner is as well, which we did that, or defensive line, defensive tackle in particular. As you get to a certain point on the board, you're going, all right, how does this guy help? If there was a guy when we picked at the first round that we're like, yes, this guy's dynamic, he's going to fit here, we would have turned it in. In the second round, we would have done it. We went up and got TJ. Like, we weren't dodging receiver. We were going in, hey, we had the guys stacked where it was. I didn't think it was the deepest class. I'll say that. But yeah, if it would have worked out, I would have gladly done it. But I'm trying to make sure we got the best team, not the best receiving core.
Bills GM Brandon Bean. Was that before we even really asked about the receiving core? We just had the board falling.
That might have been after the follow-up. I don't remember.
Like, it's... Anyway, Jeremy and Joe, we'll just get some calls in. Talk about this. Rob in Connecticut. Yeah. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Jeremy. Hey, Joe. I said to Josh when I called up, I was like, did that really just happen? I was quite surprised because, you know me, I listen to you guys every single day. And I mean, it's never griping. I'll keep it clean. But it's you guys never gripe. It's just a matter of, you know, wishing or wanting that elite wide receiver. I mean, I'm very happy what we did with the draft this year as far as beefing up the defense, because if anything, I griped all season last year about the defense not doing what they should have been doing. And that's one of the reasons why we lost some of the games that we did. But, I mean, I have your back. I mean, of course I want that wide receiver, that elite wide receiver that we compare to other teams as far as having that Tyreek Hill or the Chase or that – Mike Evans. You know, it's like I'm right there with you, but I was quite surprised. I think you handled yourself very well, Jeremy. Very professional. And yeah, I think fans do more griping than anything. You guys do your job and you do it very well. So thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks,
yeah,
Rob.
He's allowed to come on, and he can call us every week and be mad at us. If he wants to come on every week, that's fine.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not even about elite number one. If there were one out there, I would have chased that. I kind of agree about the group of receivers, the board. Was anyone I really pounded the table for? Maybe Kyle Williams in the third, which
burden a little bit, but nothing. But neither of us was like crazy on burden.
No, I kind of feel about
it
the same.
Fit.
I kind of feel about it the same with Bean did, as he says, like, you know, there are a couple times we would have done it. But it just never lined up that way. That's how the draft goes. I know that's how the draft goes. The bigger question about do you value it enough is we are eight drafts in.
Yeah,
you've had a lot. And every time, it seems like it takes a little bit of a back seat. Let's go even to last year. Keon Coleman, they drafted the receiver, their first pick, after trading down. It wasn't important enough in that spot. It was, we can move down and get another pick, move up, and then take a guy. Like, that's fine. That would, to me, be an indicator that you're not worried about which one you get. And that's a defendable position. There are successful teams that, well, they're Josh Allen-led teams, that have not household names at the weapon position.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, you know, it's funny. Like, I wonder if he'll have the same energy everywhere else he does interviews after the draft. Same energy.
About that position, the position specifically?
Yeah.
Because he'll get asked questions about wide receiver again.
Of course.
No doubt.
If he goes on ESPN, if he goes on, you know, Good Morning Football, is he going to. We didn't even ask the question again. Like, he just came for it. So,
Well, because the answer is going to be similar, I think, is that, you know, maybe the energy is not exactly the same, or the tone certainly would think is going to be different. But the idea that, no, we're good. We're good. Josh Palmer, Dalton Kincaid, Keon Coleman, we're good.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's it. It still doesn't add up to me totally because of so many snaps from Hollins and Cooper last year. But they could think more about Tyrell Shavers than I do right now, for all I know.
Hey, I've liked Tyrell Shavers for 2 years, so I'm on the Shavers.
You've been on the Shavers.
I've been on Shavers for a while.
They could be more confident that Samuel's going to stay healthy this year
than I am.
People
forget, Brandon. See, if you've been listening more, Brandon, you know that I'm a bit of a Tyrell Shavers guy.
You have been a Tyrell Shavers truther for a long
That's
time.
Right.
I was an Andy Isabella truther. That didn't go as well.
Nobody was an MVS truther, were they?
I don't think I ever met an MVS truther.
Not a Claypool truther either. Didn't think he was going to be very good.
Again, they probably are going to do things like that. I mean, they're having more in for a visit today. I mentioned with Sal in those final minutes that when we were on with him, last year when they brought in those veteran name receivers that we had heard of before, Claypool, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, that was after the draft. That was in May.
Yeah.
So the idea that they weren't going to add more at that position, like I said earlier this morning, Nelson Aguilar was the name that I was thinking about. Here's Elijah Moore ended up maybe being it. Like, I would have said, and had said this morning, I would expect they're going to add veterans at that position. That if something happens to Samuel or Coleman or whoever, that they have no experience behind those top four. And last year you had Matt Collins, and that they were going to want to add somebody that had experience. And they are already on that train. Minutes later.
Yep. Let's go next to Alex in Rockland County. Hey, Alex.
Good morning, guys. Seems like the gun was pointed at the wrong guys. It was very entertaining radio, hence I had a call. So the scenario is you have the league MVP, and you have all this capital. And I feel like we're going back to the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, where you don't – this is why Matthew Golden would have been very interesting if he was available at pick 30. I would have loved to have seen what they would have done. You don't support – you don't strengthen a strength. Right? We have facts, right? The league MVP. Facts, we were top two in offense. Facts that our defense was terrible. I think our Buffalo Bill team got better. I think all of us would say, with the offseason moves that we did with Bosa, with Hoyt, and the guy's last name I can't pronounce right now, they're both suspended, and bringing Trey back, our defense did get better. But the Buffalo Bills could have, I think we could have done even more. There was some juice, quote-unquote, left on the table that we didn't squeeze out of that draft. And I think that it's very uncharacteristic for him to come like that, and I think he kind of heard the end of a conversation and assumed that it was the majority of what you guys feel. Yep. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. Dalton Kincaid, he's still hung up on Kincaid. And if Kincaid is not who he thinks he is, Bean's in trouble. McDermott appears to have Bean's ear more than Josh Allen. If I'm Josh Allen right now, I'm a little disappointed that I didn't get more support on the wide receiver room. So it kind of goes with the McDermott defense philosophy. Look at what the Chiefs did. The Chiefs, they got Worthy. They got Royal. That's the pick that really hurt me. You know, we had opportunities, and we didn't strengthen our strength and give our MVP the best we could have done. That's my position.
Yeah. Thanks, Alex.
Royals, who went to Kansas City in round four. Which, again, like, that was the range that I was thinking they might add one.
Yeah.
Was like round four. They had a couple.
Rusty in Ohio. Hey, Rusty, what's up?
Yeah, guys. I've been listening to your show quite a bit, and I'm actually going to take Brandon Bean's position on this. Jeremy, you stated that it was unprompted, but I was listening to the show before Bean come on, and you guys are all hyped up on questioning him on the receivers. And I think what he was saying was that the group of receivers we have, he sees that it's good enough. We've been leading the league in points and everything. And when he mentioned about the fantasy league, you took defense to it right away.
Let's go back and forth here. The reason I take offense to that is because that's an effort to belittle people that think that they need receivers. Like to make a comment right about fantasy football is an attempt to belittle the person you're talking to.
Well, I thought he just said, the way I understood it was, in fantasy football, you know, you may want more receivers and quarterback. I don't remember him actually pinpointing it to one person.
Well, sure. You might say that in fantasy football. Later in the interview, I pointed out a lot of NFL teams are drafting these receivers, and it's the second most valuable position by the salary cap, by the franchise tag. These are not fantasy football points. These are actual football roster points.
Those, I think, here again, you're missing the point.
I don't think I am.
And if he built this, you don't have too good a listening skills either.
Okay. Well, you'll try again, Rusty. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, what he was saying was the way he has his team built right now, obviously what you think on the receivers, he don't need to do it. He's got the lower-end receivers, lower-end salary, so he's good with it right now. But if one come up on the board that he thought would improve, then he would get it.
Right.
But that was it.
That's
but
right.
You guys been harping on him about the receivers all along.
But you're saying he thinks the receivers are good enough. That is the fantasy point.
Again, you lack listening skills.
No, Rusty, we don't.
Listen.
Rusty, hold on. We don't lack listening skills.
Yes, you do, because you keep interrupting me. Why don't you just let me?
We have been letting you talk, and we'll continue to let you talk, and we'll go through this. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying. That's the way he had the team built. And then I actually think another guy said you were professional. I think you were very unprofessional. When you hung up on the phone, and then you started talking about him belittling you, I didn't take that way at all, and I don't think he was belittling you. He was questioning your point. You were questioning him. And now here you are on the phone making all this noise about our general manager, and I just think that you're out of place with him. I think you took it all wrong. You got all defensive over everything.
I actually
– that's my position.
Fair enough. Thanks, Rusty. Again, sure, I guess. The point is –
I mean, we were definitely going to talk about it after.
Right.
We were going back to talking about Deion Walker's combine.
And again, like, this job is not to just say, well, tell us about all your picks. Great. You had a great draft. See you later. It's to ask, why didn't you do this? Do you think about this? How come you did this? How come you did that? That's the job. We come on the air and, you know, see what the Bills GM wants to say to the rest of the fans. And, you know, we can disagree about things. And that's totally fine. You can come on with that energy every single time he comes on. The fantasy football point, I don't think you...
I'm losing my mind on that one.
I mean, a general manager says that. A person in football says that to somebody not in football to try and say, like, I know more than you about it. Which he does. He does know more about building a roster than I do. I wouldn't even dispute that. Again, don't let the bigger lie be told here that we were all hyped up about receiver. We had spent the previous 20 minutes talking about the defensive backs and the mix at nickel and how they could build their back seven with Trey White and their draft picks. And so, like, it's almost like, whatever, everyone's having an argument that wasn't being had.
Right. And then quickly on that fantasy, like what Russ even said there, like, he thinks it's not fantasy where it's all quarterbacks and wide receivers. He thinks his wide receivers are good enough. So what, then he does, so you're saying then he cares about fantasy? Because he thinks his receivers are good? Like, that's where, like, that point being interjected into all of this just does not make sense to me.
I think Shakir's pretty good. I think Coleman has a real chance to be pretty good. I think Josh Palmer's pretty good. Like, these guys are good players.
Right.
A lot of teams have...
See, the point there would be is, you only care about fantasy. It's okay if their receivers are bad. That would be the point that coincides with fantasy. You only want them to have good receivers because of fantasy. It's okay to have underwhelming receivers. That would be the point. Not that, oh no, they believe their receivers are great. If their receivers are great, then that's good for fantasy. Just doesn't all that doesn't line up.
Yeah.
It's not even worth anything to me in this conversation. It's not worth anything to me about it.
Right. 803-0550. It is kind of, I don't know what we're yelling about kind of moment.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well,
I
don't know what we're yelling about. We weren't taking the draft apart. All right. We got to get a break in. All right. You can give us a ring. Sal's coming up with the Extra Point Show. I would imagine that, you know, he's going to get into this quite a bit. I'm sure the afternoon show will. I'm still kind of just like, wow. All right.
Same.
All right. Extendo Sports and then the Extra Point Show coming up.